This is episode number 2307 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
You know, Kim's just trying to be like Martha Stewart.
How's that?
Well, because she has found herself in trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Oh, just like Martha. Okay, I gotcha. All right.
No, John, it's not like
it's
me.
It's not like me.
Kim cannot get it right. She may try.
She may.
But she will never be like me. No, no, no.
Oh, my God.
Where's my chopsticks?
Yeah, your chopsticks.
Kim was allegedly paid $250,000 to post about crypto asset Emacs on Instagram.
Yeah.
But in failing to disclose the payment, she's in violation of securities law.
Yeah.
And is now being fined at least $1.26 million in penalties and interest to the SEC. Which she's ponying up.
Well, I'm sure she's ponying up because she doesn't want to do jail time. Now, Martha did jail time for alleged insider
information. Do we really need to bring this
information, which is a little different, but still, it's offending the same place, the Securities and Exchange Commission. You don't want to screw with these guys.
No. The chair of the SEC reminded celebrities and others that the law requires them to disclose to the public when and how much they are paid to promote investing in securities.
Well, and that's...
It's crypto securities?
Yeah. It's being regulated. It has to be.
Oh,
yeah, right? Because it's a different kind of currency. One, it's a currency. It's electronic currency.
Yeah.
So somebody's got to control it. It's traded on the open market. So that's why the Securities and Exchange Commission gets involved, because it's being traded for on as a stock would be traded.
Right.
Yeah. And it's being monitored, and that's why we know how much crypto is.
So one of Kim's lawyers...
Her lawyers?
Released, but you know, obviously it's one of her...
Well, this is the thing about lawyers. They have their own lawyers. So she's going to law school.
Uh-huh.
She's got a law podcast, and so she wants to be a lawyer.
Well, she probably said, hey, who wants to help me represent me? One of Kim's lawyers released, released a statement and says that Kim is... pleased to have resolved this matter with the SEC. Yes.
In other words, she ponied up the money.
She did.
Yeah.
Adding that she fully cooperated with the SEC from the very beginning, which I heard she did.
Yeah.
It's like there was no hesitation.
Sure. Well, yeah. What are you going to say? I mean, you know, it's either that or slap some bracelets on me.
She also wanted to get this matter behind her so that she can move forward with her many different business pursuits.
Well, and she wants to be a lawyer. So,
I wouldn't look good in orange.
Good in orange? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. In prison orange?
Yeah, in prison orange.
She should ask Martha, because Martha knows what looks best in a prison, doesn't she?
I had the best looking prison. Very fashionable. And I helped the food.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. Oh, my God. How did we get Kim and Martha in the same story? I love it.
Amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it amazing? Actually, though, this is the thing that kind of chaps my hide. She only got paid $250,000 for the fame.
A paltry amount.
And it's costing her a million more for the fun.
Yes.
We need to introduce her to Lori Loughlin. What do you think?
Gwen Stefani had some questions, namely, why can't she sit next to her new husband on The Voice?
Oh, how sweet. How sickeningly sweet. She asked that on the show last night.
How come they never put me and Blake next to each other, she wondered during Monday's blind auditions. Camila Cabello said, too much trouble.
Yeah.
She's sandwiched between the couple.
Yep.
And she said, no making out on The Voice.
Yeah, there'll be none of that on The Voice.
So John Legend also chimed in from the far seat. Keep your hands to yourself.
I was going
to
say, you guys get a room, Blake and Gwen.
I mean,
somebody yesterday
have several, I'm sure,
said to me, he said, did you watch the Blake Shelton show last night? I go, what are you talking about? Oh, The Voice. I gotcha. Okay, I get what you're saying there.
So Camila, she quizzed a couple mm-hmm. on the secret to their 7-year relationship.
Oh, has it been 7 years?
It's been 7 years.
Holy crap.
I know.
Like, her kids are like grown now, aren't they? Aren't they like in college now? Like, holy crap.
Well, Blake said, I don't know if there's a secret. And Glenn said, there isn't. We are just best friends.
I don't know.
However, married or not, we're in a competition, and I am back to winning again.
So this is the interesting thing. You know, Gwen Stefani, God bless her. I think she's one of the most talented people on the face of the earth. And she's gorgeous, and she's kick-ass and everything else. And here she is, this little girl. I don't call her a little girl anymore. Little girl from Orange County. You know?
Yeah.
She's just, you know, city girl. And she's taken to this whole Oklahoma lifestyle.
Well,
Blake's.
They
go out and they hunt and they fish. They probably chew tobacco. You know, all that. They wear camo.
Yeah. Well, there, of course, you know, his ranch isn't just like, you know, some, you know, hard living ranch. That's,
well, I mean, I'm sure he's got people.
It's probably like the Four Seasons of ranches.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I mean, is that amazing though that musicians, rock stars, whatever, can make so much money that they can buy these palatial ranches in the middle of a state somewhere? That's crazy.
Like Kelly Clarkson in Montana.
I know, right? Yeah. This is, and I don't think that coming up now that musicians are going to be able to do that. But don't get me started on that whole, we don't sell CDs here anymore, folks. We rent music, so these people make no money unless they go out and they perform. And that is true. That is true. Yeah. So for those of you coming up and thinking, like, I want to be a rock star, good luck. Good luck with that.
Okay.
You're going to be on the road. What's that song, 6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home tonight?
But being on the road's always part of it.
It is, but in the past, they made what we call mailbox money, residual money, off of the sale of their songs, which were physical sales. No, there are no physical sales of music. People don't buy music. They don't buy it. We don't own downloads, none of that. So anyway, that's not what this is all about. This is about Gwen and Blake needing to get a room on The Voice. It's a family show, y'all. Be nice. Be nice. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox.
I'm sure they can have any room they want, really.
They do. With our apologies to Halle Berry this morning, have a great day. More Who Cares tomorrow, and
that's all the news you'd care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.